Hello, and welcome to Fresh Blood, a podcast about killing it after 40, where we prove that new blood does not necessarily equal young blood. Here to discuss what it takes to have continued success through life, I'll be your host, Jolie Downs. With over 20 years of executive recruiting experience, I've learned how much we can grow and be inspired by other people's stories. I'm excited to share that with you here on Fresh Blood. Today, we are speaking with Trisha Silverman. Trisha has been a fitness and nutrition enthusiast since she was a child. She is a registered and licensed dietitian, certified wellness coach, fitness instructor, speaker, and author. She runs her own business, Trisha Silverman Wellness, a nutrition and wellness consulting firm specializing in high energy, fun, and informative wellness programs. Trisha is also an instructor and faculty lead at the Applied Nutrition Master's Program at Northeastern University. I am so excited to learn more. Trisha, could you please tell us a little bit about your story and how you came to be where you are today?
Sure. Well, growing up, I was an overweight child, and I found that through changing my eating habits and through moving more, I was able to manage my weight. And I didn't always do it in a balanced way, and I wanted to learn the right way and then how I could help other people. And I applied to be in a dietetics program and graduated with a dietetics degree, then did an internship and became a dietitian. And now I get to share what I've learned through my own experience, but then through what I've learned and through working with lots of other people, I get to share that with other people and help them on their journeys with weight loss and just with wanting to eat healthier and to have a balance in their lifestyle.
That's great. It's so important. Nutrition is a vital topic. I'll admit it wasn't a big topic when I was growing up, and I struggled as well. And I've had to do a lot of educating myself. So you're fighting the good fight with this. Now, how did you come to start your own wellness consultancy?
Ooh, that's such a good question. So after I graduated becoming a dietitian, I worked in Boston schools, and then I was promoted pretty quickly to a supervisory role. I was in a nutrition education role at first, and then I was in that supervisory role a couple of years, and then a role to be a director in a school food service program opened up. And I was in that, and it was great experience on a management level. However, I was moving away from nutrition education, which was really in my heart, and I was missing it. So I then was trying to figure out, what do I really want to do? And I thought I wanted to own a health spa at that point. So I went and applied to work at Canyon Ranch Health Spa in Lenox, Massachusetts. And I worked there, and I really loved it, but I realized that if I wanted to have a family to own a health spa, a lot of people visit them on weekends. So that how am I going to have a family if my weekends are filled up owning a spa where I have to be accounted for and there on the weekends? So I decided I need to have a business that'll work with a lifestyle that I can have a family too, and then I can enjoy weekends with my family. So I decided to open up my own business. I got my MBA to really understand how to run a business. And then I started by speaking and doing wellness programs. So that's really the core of my business, is doing wellness programs for workplaces. And then I do coaching as well for people in those workplaces. And then people that find me from all over the world, they find me on the internet, and I help people with their weight loss, and I actually also help people with their businesses. And it's really been a pleasure to do that. But that's how I ended up opening my own program, from just getting that background in business and just figuring out what would work for a lifestyle that I want. I want to have weekends that I can enjoy with my family, but I do want to work hard. I end up working a lot of weekends anyway. It's funny, yeah. But I'm able to do it on my I'm able to do it on my time, which is really good.
It makes all the difference, doesn't it?
It does. It does for sure.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that you really spent the time to think about, is this right for me in the lifestyle I want to live as well? Because that is something that not everyone asks themselves, and then they find themselves in that position of having to make a different decision, fully ingrained in the lifestyle I'm not really happy about living. So that's great. Now, when you started your company, I love that you said that you just started speaking. You started giving talks and speaking, and that's how your company grew. Now, I know a lot of people, there's a lot of people out there who are trying to do similar types of things in their own specialties. Is there any tips or anything that you learned in those beginning years that helped you become successful?
Two things stand out. One is that I did a lot of networking. And the networking really helped me to find the opportunities. And additionally, I got a coach. Even though I got that MBA, I still was nervous about taking that first step to just really having my own business and starting out. And that coach really kept asking me a lot of questions. The coach was like you. She does recruiting and she helps people. And she just really helped me out and she asked me a lot of really good questions that made me think about, like, why can't I do this? Let me just do it. What's holding me back? And then I just took the leap forward and I did it. And I don't regret it. It really helped me out. But that networking got me to the first few opportunities. So I do recommend networking. And I recommend doing some things for free in the beginning to get yourself out there. That's mm-hmm. for sure.
Yeah, that's a good call. I'm curious, do you remember any of the questions that your coach asked you?
I remember asking me, what is holding you back? And then I would say something, she'd say, why? And that she kept asking why, and it really got to the core as to what was holding me back. And it was me. I was holding myself back. So her questioning what was holding me back, and she just kept asking more and more, like she really got under all those layers, and it really helped. And again, I had an MBA at the time, but it was her questioning that really dug deep into my brain to make that switch of, let me just do it. Who cares? What's holding me back? Like, mm-hmm. do it. And that's what I think, you know, we all should do. Just do it and get that coach if you need a little hand holding. And that's why I like to help people. I don't even really push that I'm a business coach too. People ask me to do it and I love it because that's what's really helped me. But primarily I help people with their nutrition, but I just love to help because I've been helped on the other end of things. I've gotten help in the past.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, paying it forward. It is all about bringing that value to the other people. And when you have that knowledge, the business knowledge, yeah, thank you for sharing. So we all need all that. Now, you've done a lot of things. You started your own business. You've written books. You're a speaker. You've created these programs. And I noticed on your website, you have a lot of great programs for people to choose from. I'm curious, do you feel has been one or two of your greater successes in life and why?
I think professionally it's writing, getting the book done and written. And then personally, I think it's my marriage, and that's, we've really worked to be partners and in growing our family and taking equal responsibility and really helping each other out. The book I wanted to do for many years. And it's hard. Things get in the way. And the key is to never give up. And that book is important. The book gives people, for your listeners that may want to write a book, it can give you a lot of credibility in what you want to do. So that if you want to grow a business, write a book about that area that you want to, you know, have your business in. And never give up. Find coaches and people that will help you out. I listened to numerous podcasts to help me figure out how to write the book, how to market the book, who to hire, what I needed for the book. And you need various pieces to bring it all together. And a lot of the information is out there for free. A lot of the books I took out of the library for free. It's just a matter of digging deep and finding that information and the books by and podcasts by Joanna Penn, I found particularly helpful. She's brilliant, and I've learned so much from her.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know a lot of people are wanting to write a book, and but they don't know where to start or where to go, even when they do start. Now, how did you get the book out of you? Because really, lots of people have ideas, but getting it out into that world and onto that paper and actually making it happen, how did you make that happen for yourself?
So I made the book actually happen by hiring a group that helped me to put the book all together. So they offered, now it's a self-published book, and they offered editing services. They offered marketing strategy. They helped to get the book. Wouldn't have happened really without them. I needed that handholding for my first book. The next book, now I understand that you need two editors. You need one editor that does a deep dive into the material, and then you need a proofreader at the end. You need a cover designer. You need an interior book designer. You need to know how to get it loaded to Amazon, wherever else that you want to sell it. And then also a publicist is really helpful. And I found one, and I wish I had found him a little earlier, but that can help. And there's a lot of little pieces, and that company helped with a lot of the pieces they had an account manager that just really moved you along. They set deadlines for you, and that really helped me. People don't have to do that, but that helped me. And now I know the next time the pieces that I need. I may not need an overall company to help get it done, but now I know the different people that I have to hire to pull it all together for me. Mm-hmm. So that's what really made it happen, hiring them, setting the deadlines. So even if you just hire a coach to help you set deadlines, that can be enough for some people.
Yeah, it makes all the difference, having that accountability to somebody else. I don't know why it does. You'd think that we should be able to be accountable to ourselves, but it really helps to have someone else. It makes a big difference.
It's so true with everything too, even with weight loss and nutrition. I work as a coach, and it really helps people to have someone to be accountable to.
Right. Yeah, it does make a big difference. Now, what about the flip side of the question? Can you tell me about a time that you had a perceived failure, if you will, or dealt with huge challenges and how you overcame it and what you learned from it?
I try to look at failures as growth opportunities. And COVID for everyone was a big failure of sorts. And how do we learn from it, and how do we thrive? And what's helped me through challenging times, one of the things is meditation. There's an app called Insight Timer, INSIGHT Timer. And that app has been so helpful over the last year to help me deal with the challenges. One of the biggest challenges besides COVID happening over that year of 2020, we had a storm that completely totaled my car. These trees fell down on my house. I had significant damage, and it was like really hard during that crazy time anyway to have that challenge added onto it. Yeah. And the meditation helped, because some days I'd have to search the word sadness. Sometimes I needed more focus, or I needed more productivity or strength. And I would search those words on Insight Timer and then find a meditation that helped me get what I needed or deal with an emotion that I was having. And that's really helped tuning into, and the guided meditations are lovely. You just sit there and someone else tells you what to do. I love that. And that's really helped me a lot. And before I learned about meditation, reading positive books and motivational literature helped me. And now meditation over the last year has been super helpful.
Oh, that's great. And thank you for giving such a very specific offering for people who want to try to meditate, to go find the Insight Timer. Because a lot of people hear the advice to go meditate, but they don't know how to go about it exactly. And there are lots of different options out there. But I love that this Insight Timer, you can type in the word that you're looking for, and it gives you the meditation that goes along. That's fantastic. So
it's
I hope people
free
utilize
too.
Oh, gosh, I hope that gets utilized. So what do you feel is key to having continued success throughout life?
I think the key is to never give up and keep learning. The more we keep learning and not trying to be competitive with other people, just be your own competitor. Because it's hard if you go on social media and you keep looking at other people that you perceive to be much further ahead than where you are. We're all unique and different. We all have had different experiences in life where we all can offer great things. So don't compete with other people. Never give up. And keep on learning throughout your whole entire lifespan. Just keep learning, and having a curious mind can be really helpful.
That's fantastic. It's a really important reminder that everyone needs. It's something I actually tell my kids a lot. The only person to compare yourself to is the person who you were yesterday. Otherwise, it's just going to make you a little bit of crazy. It's all about
I love that.
Yourself. Yeah. Yeah. So now I'm curious. Do you have any regrets?
I have a regret from 10th grade. And that regret is that I had a wonderful biology teacher. And this wonderful biology teacher encouraged me to do a summer program that she felt I could easily get into. And I just blew it off. I didn't do it. And the girls that did do the program, they got recruited by wonderful colleges after that. I didn't have the guidance to know that these other activities outside of what you do in high school are really super important. And she was really looking out for me. So that is a big regret that I didn't do that. The following summer, I did something else, but it wasn't the same. But I've learned from it to teach my own kids the importance of activities outside of the regular curriculum. And I also learned from it when I went to college, I joined like every club. But in high school, I didn't know to do that, but I made up for it later on. But that is a regret early on that I had a really nice person looking out for me and I just didn't have my head on straight enough to accept and to really make the most of that opportunity that I could have had.
Yeah, that's very typical, especially at that age too. But there, I think a lot of times in life, people are out there trying to help us and sometimes we're just not quite ready or willing to hear it. And that's okay, as long as we learn from it. And it sounds like you did. And that a lot of times those situations will help make our lives better in a lot of ways if we actually do learn from it. So now, what would you say is one change a listener could make right now that might help them get just a little bit closer to their own success?
Oh, that's good. Just take a baby step today. Do one thing toward that goal. So if you want to open up a business, listen to a business podcast today. Take a book out of the library, go to the bookstore and take a book out what you want to do. Just make a little baby step is better than no step at all. And that really can apply to whether it's a personal goal, like a fitness goal or a nutrition goal, or opening up a business type of goal. Just take a baby step. When I work with people who are sedentary, for example, I just have them commit to, can you do a 5-minute walk tonight or tomorrow? And if they're willing to do that and they say yes, then I tell them, I want you to text me or email me 2 words tomorrow, did it. So I know that they actually did those 5 minutes because those 5 minutes get you in that motion. They get you doing it so that the next time, maybe you'll go a little longer and you'll realize when you do 5 minutes, oh, that's not so bad. And you'll get that muscle memory of putting on whatever clothes you put on to walk, your sneakers, and you get out there and it becomes easier the subsequent times. So that the baby step toward anything that you're trying to achieve will get you one step closer to your goal.
That's great. I completely agree. It is those little steps that, because you do, when you do the little step, it makes you feel good inside. And then it's like easier to do a little more maybe the next day. So I'm curious.
True.
Is there anything that people are doing with their nutrition? When you meet with a lot of people dealing with nutrition, is there anything that a lot of us are doing wrong that we don't realize?
Yeah. What I see over and over again, and the research shows this as well, most people aren't getting enough vegetables. And it's the number one thing that can help people with their immune system, with their weight loss goals, with longevity, living longer, getting your vegetables in. And that means really half your plate at breakfast time and at lunch and half your plate at dinner. And then if you can get them in at breakfast, maybe you can have them as part of a smoothie, like spinach in a smoothie is a great way to get in at breakfast. At snack times, hummus with carrots or celery, for example. But more vegetables really is key. And that's the number one problem that I see with people, whether they're trying to lose weight or just eat healthier in general, they're not getting enough vegetables in.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of people don't like vegetables. I'm assuming that you come into clients like this who don't like vegetables. Is there any tips you give them to start eating more vegetables that helps actually start eating?
Yeah.
More?
I like to kind of uncover why don't you? And oftentimes it was how the vegetables were served when they were little. When I was little, I remember broccoli being overcooked and it tasted terrible. I remember spinach in those frozen blocks and it was like awful. And I didn't realize till I got older that vegetables can be really tasty and it's a matter of experimenting. So maybe you buy a vegetarian or take one out of a library cookbook and try different things. And you can make vegetables taste like other things that you might like. So that if you like, let's say, baked ziti, what is it about this sauce and there's cheese and noodles? You can take the noodles, add broccoli in, and then add the cheese in and the sauce, and you have that same baked ziti taste, but now you have it, you're getting vegetables in with it. So you build on what you already like to eat and build in the vegetables around that. And that can make it super easy to incorporate more veggies in. And you can sneak them in too. When we make eggs here, we put spinach in the eggs. My kids grew up with that. So they really didn't know anything different for many years. They thought eggs were green, not just like that one day in kindergarten. When I was a little, you'd have green eggs and ham. They always had green eggs. So you can sneak things in. And then just a bite of a food is an exposure. And for kids, it may take 21 times to like a food. So you never want to give up. You want to keep exposing kids to food. But what are adults? We're just big kids. So we may need that exposure over and over again before we may really take a liking to it. But just one bite at a time. And eventually you'll develop that taste. And the less we eat junk, the more that we can enjoy the flavor of natural foods. So it's really decreasing all the added sugar, additives, preservatives, artificial sugars. Once we get that junk out of the diet, then we really appreciate how good real food tastes.
Mm-hmm. Really good advice all around. Really good. And spot on the cooking of the vegetables from when you were a kid. When you described that, I could see all those vegetables on my plate just like that. And I had an experience. So I have continued, and I have a son who used to eat all of the vegetables. And I was like, oh, I've got this best eater. And then he stopped eating all the vegetables and he would not eat any vegetables. And it was a consistent problem. And I took a cooking class with him and we started learning how to cook together. And I didn't know how to cook vegetables. So this is what we learned, because the vegetables in this cooking class were delicious. And all of a sudden he's eating the things I wanted. So it makes
That's
all the difference learning how to do it properly.
Yeah. That's such a good story to take a cooking class. Yeah, for sure. Online, there's so many videos, but to take a class together with your children, that's really wonderful.
Yeah, I would say it was the best money I've spent on in a long time was on that cooking class. It completely opened up both of us to some new things. So it was very good.
Oh,
and that's incredibly
nice.
Important.
For sure.
So I'm curious now, what's something that you have learned that has brought you the most benefit in your life?
One of the things that I've learned is to be resourceful. And that has helped me in everything that I do with my seminars, with different jobs that I've had. The internet makes us all resourceful. And it's just really helped me out to always find different tools that can help. So that I mentioned Insight Timer for free meditations. For yoga, there's a site, Yoga by Adrian, that has great free yoga on YouTube. And when I work with clients, I send them to free recipe sites. Oldwayspt.org is great for Mediterranean recipes. Mm. And I mentioned like Joanna Penn for a book on, for her resources on writing a book. And I, for some reason, I've always gravitated toward being an information hound. So I love to help people with free, especially free resources. And when I wrote my own book, I've kept the price really low because I really believe in helping people out and not having costs be a barrier. And I think that's helped me to just know that there's always tools out there. And no matter what you want to do, you can learn it from reading a book, listening to a podcast, talking to people that are doing what you want to do in life. And it's just finding those resources and then doing something with them, actually reading them, making the recipe, listening to the meditation, yeah, and helping people through those resources that you know about. But that's where I find that my presentations are really helpful that I give, because I share a lot of resources. And in my presentations too, I show people things like, and this is what I think has differentiated me and helped me out in my own presentations. So one of the things I like to do is show props when I work with people. For instance, this, I show people how much sugar is in one of these pints of ice cream, for example. So
yeah, like
I'm holding up a typical pint of ice cream. This is when you look at the label, you want to look at added sugar grams now, 79 grams. What you do is you round that off to something divisible by 4 to make it easy. So if we round 79 to 80 and you divide 80 by 4, what do you get? 20. So there are 20 teaspoons of sugar in one pint.
Oh my goodness.
And
I'm telling the listeners that you just poured out 20 grams of sugar, and it is a lot. It's a lot for people who aren't on the video. It's filling up a plate.
Yeah. So people who aren't on the video, I'm also then pouring it into a glass that just shows that you're filling up half a glass with sugar. And when people come to my presentations and they see this, they are really simply amazed, but they are really shocked by how much sugar is in food. So I do a lot of demonstrations that just show people how much sugar is in an item. Or I have different props when I'm teaching about olive oil, where I show the props and I talk about them. This happens, for those of you listening in, I'm just holding up. This is a Lucchini olive oil that I really like. By showing people things, props, it really helps them to remember what I spoke about. So when they shop and they look at the ice cream aisle, they're going to think twice, should I really have this? And then I like to share, what can you do instead then? And you can make what I call nice cream. And nice cream is like ice cream, but it's made from, I make it from frozen cherries, frozen banana, and then some almond butter, and then a little bit of milk and a little bit of cocoa powder. And you, and also it's the fruit in there is, again, it's the frozen cherries and half a banana. And you put that in a blender and it's just so delicious. And I just love it. So yeah, it's like better than regular ice cream. So that satisfies me. So I don't have to have 20 teaspoons of sugar, which really can make you just crave more sugar and want more ice cream the next day, or even an hour later, you don't feel full. And meanwhile, you just ate 1,000 calories.
Yeah.
But no, it's eye-opening when you see it.
Yeah, I'm not buying ice cream anymore.
And it's, what I tell people too, is that when you keep ice cream in the home, then we're going to eat that ice cream. But if you say every once in a while, I'll get ice cream, then you don't have to keep it in the home. And then you can go out and actually get it at an ice cream shop. And then you can have that and be done with it. But when we keep it in the home, then we want to have it all the time. Something to think about and be aware of.
Yes, we're going to be making some changes there. Yeah. So your book, tell us, what is the name of your book?
Sure. It's Healthy Dividends, Investments in Nutrition, Movement, and Healthy Habits That Pay Off. And it's a resource, overall resource for healthy eating. And the premise behind it is if that you invest in healthy habits and moving and good nutrition, you'll live a really long life. You'll get the dividends on your investment of living longer and being independent for the rest of your life. So lots of overall tips for how to read the label, how to shop for food, what to do to get motivated to exercise, what does a balanced plate look like for nutrition, how much protein do you need? So I go over all those things, and people have said it's really like a general guide, and it's a resource you can keep going back to help you with your nutrition.
That's fantastic. So many of us were worried about our dividends financially and reading books and planning for that for our futures, but without the health, that's meaningless. So yes, the health dividends, that's where it's really going to pay off. So that's a great. We'll make sure and have a link to your book on the show notes. And then are you taking new clients as well with your consultancy?
Sure. People can find me on TrishaSilverman.com. That's TrishaSilverman.com. You can contact me through there. And I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Twitter.
That's great. Thank you so much, Tricia. I really appreciate your time. Before we go, I'd love to ask you my final question, which I just love to hear what people have to say. What is it that you are sure of in life?
What I'm sure of is that my body will be with me the rest of my life. So I need to take care of it. And that's a given for everyone. Your body will be with you the rest of your life. There's no guarantee for anything else in life, but that your body will be there with you till the end. So we want to treat it, be kind to yourself, and nourish yourself with good food and good thoughts and good energy and good people around you. But your body and your mind, you'll have that with you to the end. And that's a sure thing.
So important. Yes. Thank you so much, Tricia. I appreciate you coming on Fresh Blood and chatting with us today.
Thank you so much, Jolie. I appreciate you having me here.
There is so much to learn from Tricia's story. As a child, Tricia shared that she struggled with her weight. Recognizing that she was struggling, she knew she did not want to continue on in the same way. So she decided to educate herself. She learned all about nutrition and all about the best practices, and she got her body and her mind healthy. What an amazing lesson to learn at such a young age, that when you are unhappy with something, you can make a decision to make a change. And then educate yourself on how to go about doing that. It really is as simple as making an active choice and then following up on that choice each and every day. As Tricia shared, it does not have to be something huge every day, just one small change. One baby step towards your goal every day, even if it's simply looking at a website, checking out a book, networking with someone, having an informative conversation. One baby step is better than no step at all. When you take that one baby step, you act activate your brain's reward system, giving you a shot of dopamine and making you feel good. You will want to take that baby step again the next day, and then maybe, possibly, take another couple of steps the day after. Remember, every big goal is simply a series of baby steps. So what change do you want to make in your life? What baby step can you take today in that direction? Trisha loved the path of nutrition so much that it set her on a lifelong course, making a career out of her interest. As she moved up through the ranks within her field, she found that the higher up she went, the more management and less nutrition was involved in her day-to-day work. This is very typical. But nutrition was her why. Nutrition is what got her excited to be a part of her industry. I applaud Trisha for recognizing that she was going down a path that was not making her happy, and then making the decision to take a detour and get back to doing what lit her up day in and day out. So many people continue down the road that makes them unhappy because they think that they must keep climbing the exact ladder that they started on oh so many years ago, or because they think that there's just no starting over, or because they think it's just supposed to be like this, or because someone else thinks that this is the right thing for them, and so they just decided to listen. The only right path is the one that feels right to you. Are you on a path that is making you happy? What did your heart tell you in that moment? I hope you listen. Trisha listened to her heart and she started asking herself the right questions. What is most important to me? Is this right for me? Is this right for the lifestyle I want to lead? She did a lot of networking to learn about the various options in her field, and she got a coach to help her get over her biggest hurdle when it came to going after what she really wanted. And I love that Trisha shared this with us because this is what holds back the majority of the population. When you ask yourself, why can't I do this? When you ask, what's holding me back? The answer is absolutely you. You are the one who is holding yourself back. You can open up the doors and let yourself free. A coach is an amazing resource and tool to utilize to help reach your goals. But if you don't have the access, try taking some time to sit with yourself, thinking about what you want and letting all of those excuses come up. And then when each excuse comes up, ask yourself why. Why can't you? Why can't you? Why can't you get over that excuse? Why? Strip back the layers of limiting beliefs and get to the core until you can see exactly how and why you are sabotaging yourself. Then make the decision to do whatever it is that you want to do. Just do it. If you want to be a speaker, start speaking. If you want to be a writer, start writing. If you want to be an actor, start acting. If you want to be a welder, start welding. If you want to be a fireman, become a volunteer fireman. Do what it is that you want to be doing for free in the beginning to get yourself out there. You just never know where these things will lead. Just don't give up on finding a facet of whatever it is that you want to do. There are endless resources out there to help you get where you want to be going. There are podcasts and blogs and Facebook groups and meetups. You can connect with other like-minded people and become each other's accountability partners. We have so many options for obtaining the information that we seek. As Trisha shared, the internet has allowed her to be resourceful and find free resources on everything she wants to learn. We are living in a golden age of opportunity. Trisha reminded us that failures and mistakes are simply growth opportunities. Again, what is most important is that we learn from the situation. When Trisha had someone try to help her in high school, getting her into an influential program, she shrugged it off, as teenagers will do, and she missed out on an excellent door-opening opportunity. While that experience was unfortunate for Trisha, she learned from her mistake, and she went on to take advantage of every experience moving forward, truly appreciating every opportunity that came her way. I would venture this key lesson greatly enhanced Trisha's life and career way more than attending the program would have. I appreciated Trisha sharing her coping mechanism during difficult times. She uses meditation to deal with struggles and found meditation helped her get through the pandemic and terrible destruction that was caused by a storm to her property. Meditation helped get me and countless other people through the pandemic and other struggles as well. It is an incredibly powerful tool that I highly suggest everyone give a try. Trisha had a great suggestion of using the Insight Timer to kick off your meditation practice. You can easily choose a goal or an emotion and find the right meditation for you at the right time. I know I've talked about this before, but I want to share again. Science has been able to prove the amazing benefits of meditation, which include reducing stress, controlling anxiety, promoting emotional health, enhancing self-awareness, lengthening your attention span, reducing memory loss, generating kindness both for yourself and others, helping fight addictions, improving sleep, controlling pain, and decreasing blood pressure. If you find yourself feeling struggle, anxious, tense, angry, fearful, I highly suggest pulling out the Insight Timer and giving yourself the gift of meditation. When I asked Trisha about the key to success in life, she gave me a very common answer among the truly successful: to always keep learning, never give up, and do not compare yourself to others. Successful people stay curious. They keep learning throughout their entire lifespan. They also stay focused on themselves as opposed to others. We've talked about this in other episodes. Comparing yourself to others is a fool's game and will steal your joy. The only person to compare yourself to is the person you were the day before. This is so much harder in this day and age than ever before because of the ever-present social media. It is a constant beacon of look at me, check me out, in the very best picture I could find to post. It exasperates social anxiety, comparison, and perfectionism. Not to mention the endless discriminatory content that leaks in to have war with your brain. I would suggest the next time you find yourself scrolling through social media, ask yourself, what else could I be doing right now that would add joy or benefit my life in some way? Then go do that. You will end up learning about yourself. You will take more steps towards your goals. You will feel less stressed, and you will make yourself feel good by doing things that are benefiting you. The kind of good feeling that no one else can take away. It's an absolute win-win. Trisha also left us with an important piece of advice that we don't always hear on this podcast. She said the majority of the people out there are not eating enough veggies. It's the number one thing to help with your immune system and longevity. And we all want to live as long as we can. Studies show that eating at least 5 servings of fruits and veggies, and it has to be a minimum of 3 veggies. Not only improves your brain, bone, and eye health, it also greatly reduces your chances of contracting a variety of diseases, including diabetes, cancer, cardiovascular and respiratory disease, and even stroke. I know not everyone loves vegetables, but there are creative ways to get what you need. Learning how to cook vegetables properly is a great place to start. And I admit, I did not know how to cook veggies properly. And I was not getting enough in for myself, let alone getting enough in for my kids to eat them. I was amazed at what a difference it made when you find and learn how to cook delicious vegetable recipes. Even my pickiest of picky eaters opened up his taste buds. Another thing that I do is I drink Alka-Geysers, which is a veggie-dominant smoothie that I learned about from WildFit. An example would be to throw an apple, spinach, cucumber, celery, avocado, chard, or kale, blend it all together and drink it for breakfast. It's a great way to get in a ton of those needed veggies. This is ever so important. As Trisha said, what she is sure of in life is that her body will be there with her until the end. So you need to treat it kindly. And that is my wish for us all. That every day we treat our body kindly, nourishing ourselves with good thoughts, good energy, good people, and good nutrition. Until next time. Thank you for joining us on Fresh Blood. Subscribe and follow us on all streaming services, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Player FM. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Fresh Blood Podcast. If you liked today's episode, please consider giving us a like and sharing with a friend. I hope you make today a most fulfilling day.